Taking the time out of your busy schedule to indulge in this ancient practice? In the hustle and bustle of modern everyday life, there's hardly any time to stop and slow things down in our heads, where our thoughts usually move at well over the speed limit. In the rare case we do get a break from things, we just flood our heads with the mindless entertainment that is at such easy disposal. No wonder anxiety levels are skyrocketing. Ask yourself, when was the last time you simply sat down with nothing but your own thoughts? Try it. Don't let them stress you out. Just breathe and let them occur naturally and without judgment. And just like that, you're meditating. You can meditate alone, with others, while sitting, laying, walking, or doing yoga. It's totally up to you. So next time you feel like your mind is racing, don't forget to breathe. Brought to you by your mindful DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
All right, coming in here at 1 minute past 2 p.m. It is WRUV-FM Burlington, 90.1 on your FM dial and available online at WRUV.org, where you can stream live or listen to the archives up to a week later with full playlists located at spinatron.com/WRUV. All right. Connect with me any way, shape, or form, facebook.com/jawred802, as well as, of course, Instagram, DJ Jawred. Wednesday afternoon here, and like I've been saying the last few weeks, it's a, we have some openings in our schedule for the summer here at WRUV, and just going to fill up a little bit of time here with some Jamaican music. All vinyl selections, of course. So today, topic, Studio One, which is Studio First, right there. All right, so Studio One was created and opened in 1964 by Clement Dodd, a.k.a. Sir Coxon Downbeat, who had been a very influential sound system owner from at least the early 1950s, and then into the mid-50s started to record music initially exclusively for use on his own sound system, and then within a couple of years intended for commercial release, and then that was in the late 50s. And like I said, by 1964, he had bought an old nightclub on Brentford Road in Kingston, Jamaica, that he converted into his studio, the very famous Studio One. And Studio One has been referred to as the Motown of Jamaican music, and is definitely that. So everyone of any consequence, including people, of course, like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and many more, passed through Studio One. So we're going to do a little salute here to music from Studio One, and it's going to include some ska music, rock steady, reggae music, a little bit of dub here, so we have it all. And like Mr. Ken Booth said, if you don't reach Studio One, it's like it don't reach anywhere. All right, starting off, legendary Mr. Freddie McGregor. Message, lyrics. Studio One. All right, so Freddie MacGregor was a great singer who started his career in actually the 60s as Little Freddie MacGregor, and he was a sometime member of very famous and successful group, the Clarendonians. And then in the 1970s, Freddie MacGregor more or less went to Studio One. He was also a drummer, and he did a lot of overdubs on older rhythms so that they could re-release them with a little more modern sound. And he, of course, also recorded his own music during that time, including that tune right there that's obviously appropriate to the times we're in. It's called Stop the World. Next up, when Coxsone Dot at Studio One wanted to more or less cover something from somebody else's productions, he used a lot of times generic name for the singers, and here is one of those just credited as the Freedom Singers. Studio One, Freedom Street. Thank you. legendary Sound Dimension, Jericho Rock. All right, next up, the very lovely Marcia Griffiths. The very lovely Marcia Griffiths from the album At Studio One, 1970s style, and the tune there was Mark My Word. Actually, let's look. What do we have here? Mark My Word. Actually, 1968 on that one. Marcia Griffiths, Studio One. All right, next up, another tune from the late 60s, and this one is legendary as well. Carlton and the Shoes, Love Me Forever.
Forever and I
Massive hit there from Studio One. Carlton and the Shoes. Carlton was actually the brother of two of the three members of the Abyssinians legendary group there too. So Carlton Manning. Carlton and the Shoe. Carlton and his Shoes. Apparently a misprint from Carlton and his Shades. Carlton and the Shades. Next up, Sound Dimension again. Bitter Blood. We'll be right back.